Hi, friends, and welcome to Joy Is Now, the podcast where we take a psychologically minded look at life. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson Schaefer, psychotherapist, consultant, and resident psych enthusiast. Joy Is Now is sponsored by listeners like you. Visit patreon.com/LisaAndersonSchaefer to join the community and become an ongoing patron of the podcast. A special thanks to my Joy patrons, along with my sweet affiliate friends at Osea, the makers of clean seaweed skincare. Save 10% on your Osea purchase with code JOYISNOW10. Why trying to get it right is wrong. Psychology and the process. By choice, my life essentially has been about process. When I'm not involved in the act of process through art or psychology, I tend to seek it out in my relationships, hobbies, and pretty much however I can. And I'm excited by things that never seem to have a finality or a determined achievement. Whether it is the creative process, the therapeutic process, or the process of skateboarding, I like things that do not easily allow for mastery. After spending years of gravitating towards these interests, I can predict that if something has a steep learning curve for me, it means that it is about to take up a large part of my life and be a source of great delight. The beginning is always hard, though. Oh my God. But knowing that ultimately I'd rather be deep in the process of something rather than seeking mastery helps me get through the parts of the process that can feel hopeless. Because hopelessness is inherently part of process. And I guess I kind of like that. I've wondered a great deal about finding delight in process. I've thought about what I might enjoy in that space and think very deeply with my clients about their own processes and what lies there for them. While there is a wealth of conversation about process not being linear, and this pertains quite clearly to wellness and healing, which usually involves forward momentum, met with standing still or feeling stuck, plateaus, and sometimes even progress that seems to be moving farther away from the ultimate goal. But all of these movements are still part of the process, and because of that, pretty predictable. When my clients feel frustrated or arrive at a place where they feel stuck, I assure them that feeling stuck and impatient and wishing things were moving forward or in a different way is all part of the process. These frustrations do not mean we have taken a wrong turn or are not working hard enough. It simply means we are engaged in a process. There is a saying among clinicians that work with people in acute crisis about how the nature of acute crisis is actually predictably unpredictable. Meaning, however powerful and alarming a mental health crisis can be, there is still a set of predictable behaviors associated with crises, even in episodes of full-blown psychosis. The longer you work with populations who exhibit what seems to be unpredictable behavior, the more you are able to determine that there is actually a good deal of predictability. I pull from the notion of predictably unpredictable when feeling stuck in the process myself, and helping clients navigate these often disorienting parts of the journey. What feels like an unexpected or impossible to overcome part of the process simply means that you are in the process. And being in the process inherently means that you are already further along than you were before you entered the process. Hooray! If we know it is going to be predictably unpredictable, we actually know a lot. The most important part, just start. I was musing on all this late last week when I serendipitously came across a quote from world-renowned cellist Yo-Yo Ma. It seemed to somehow fit. He says, "I've been playing the cello for over 60 years, and I should be getting it right by now. However, is that what I'm trying to do? Am I trying to get it right, or am I trying to find something?" Whew. So outside of the fact that this sentiment instantly created major mind melt for me, to the point of where I had to take a moment. Like when you eat something that tastes really good, you need to sit down. I was totally there. But let's break down this concept. What is the difference between trying to get it right and trying to find something? Pretty big, I think. And a good reminder for those of us who are by nature lit up by seeking. I can say with certainty that I am more interested in finding something than getting it right. And I think that's where my love of process comes from. And when I think about connects all of my clients, as different as they may be, they are seekers too. Somehow, we find each other. And perhaps being a seeker is part of being a creative, the endless looping of creating something from nothing, only to do it all over again, and then again, and again, turning finality into an ongoing process, and always being curious. And this feels different from achievement. I create these distinctions without judgment, both to seek and achieve are good, both to seek and achieve are bad. Perhaps they are different flavors of the same process, and perhaps we try on both when in different parts of the process. I'm not sure. I'm kind of playing in the space here a little bit. And we could probably all benefit from playing in both sandboxes every now and then. And many of us do. Both can be true, and isn't that great? What I think is of critical importance here, and what is so well illuminated by Yo-Yo Ma's words, is in asking the question, am I trying to get it right, or am I trying to find something? It is a really important question to start asking ourselves. There will be times when getting it right and achievement are of the utmost importance to our goals and values. And there will also be times when the patience and the unknown qualities of seeking are where we need to be. Are we taking a job because we are trying to get it right? Or are we trying to find something? Are we in a relationship because we are trying to get it right? Or are we trying to find something? Along with the curiosity inherent in this question, there is also a deep introspective quality. To digest the notion of trying to find something means we need to know a little bit about ourselves. What could we be trying to find? Are we on a quest to fill a void? Does seeking provide joy, or does it distract from an internal fear? Does it do both? Does seeking prevent us from the commitment of getting it right? And does getting it right prevent us from looking within to acknowledge our own desires? All good questions, and ones that we should ask ourselves. Also ones that can be really hard to ask without the practice of introspection. And it is a practice. Getting to know ourselves and being curious about our emotions and behaviors is a practice. It's a process. It is a skill we work on every single day, and one that is often hard to figure out on our own. Big picture, this is what quote-unquote doing the work teaches us. Not only does it help us process through our past, present, and future, but along the way, we learn how to be in the process ourselves, how to be curious, slow down, and ask a lot of questions. If you seek clarity, start with curiosity. I'll leave you with one more Yo-Yo Ma quote to think on for a while. He says, "At one point, I had the audacity to think I could play a perfect concert. I came to the concert, started playing. I was in the middle of the concert, and I realized everything was going perfectly well. And I was bored out of my mind. I still remember it during the concert saying, you know, I could actually just stop and walk off the stage and not feel a thing, because I had separated the act of doing something from the act of being present. That was the moment I made a fateful decision that I was actually going to devote my life to human expression versus human perfection." Damn. Sit with that one for a minute and let me know what you think. Thank you so much for being here. This has been Joys Now with me, Lisa Anderson Schaefer, LMFT. You can find me for hire at lisaandersonschaefer.com and Patreon support for this podcast and the These Three Things Project at patreon.com/lisaandersonschaefer. You can also follow along with my musings at Lisa Anderson Schaefer on Instagram. I'd love it if you shared Joy with friends and introduced others to Joy with a 5-star rave review on Apple Podcasts. It's quick and easy and feels like a virtual high five. And hey, don't forget to participate in my World Feedback Survey. You can do so on my website and just click the button on any of the pages. The results have been really interesting. I can't wait to hear your story. See you next time.